The hardest part was figuring out where to go. I didn't want to explain military life before talking about what I needed. Safeguard Veterans connected me to people and resources that understood military life. That made taking the next step easier.
You served others. Let your community support you. Visit safeguardveterans.net and click on your city. Safeguard Veterans. Any door, the right support.
So I'm back. Sorry about that, everybody. You can dial into my show at 214-377-0481 if you like, and I'm happy to take your call. So anyway, we're talking tonight about several things. One of the things I was thinking about was, sorry, I'm having technical difficulties, apparently. Sorry about that. So if you want to call in the show, that number is 214-377-0481. Feel free to call in. Anyway, sorry about the spiritual belief. So I'm certainly not an atheist. I'm more of a humanist, if you want to call it that. And humanists basically believe that there is no, that there could potentially be a God. There could potentially be some sort of higher entity. We're not saying that there isn't. But if there is a God, that we believe that he doesn't interfere with everyday lives of humans. So, for example, if you believe in the Big Bang Theory, then you might believe, okay, which I do, if you believe in the Big Bang Theory, we don't know what happened before the Big Bang, but whatever happened after it, that was it. God set in motion everything, and then everything just happened as it was going to happen. Humanity evolved, you know, dinosaurs evolved and humanity evolved and so on. So it was never something where God is sitting around, as I've always said, on a throne looking at us and judging us and making judgments on who we are as humans. Creating us is sort of a fluke of nature, what happens to us. I don't think we're created necessarily by anything. I think we just sort of evolved and you were born and then we live. So the question always becomes, you know, but what I was going to say, humanists believe that we as humans are able to somewhat govern, we're able to govern our own lives without the need of a supreme being. Even if there is a supreme being, we don't believe it's necessary for that being to interfere with our lives in order for us to govern ourselves. Because a lot of times people will say to atheists who are atheists, you know, they'll say, well, atheists don't believe in anything, so they must have horrible morality. And, of course, that's ridiculous. Of course, that's not true. I know many atheists who are really wonderful people and give tons to charity and are just nice, wonderful, great people. But the point of humanism is like, without God, you still are going to know that you don't murder each other, that you don't steal, that you're still going to have a morality based on humanistic views, meaning humans can determine for themselves what is and isn't right and that sort of thing. And that's where the morality comes from. So you don't need a religion to tell you what to believe. You can know innately as a human being what is and isn't right and what is and isn't wrong. What is and isn't right and wrong, sorry. So I think that a lot of times that gets kind of lost in the fray when you're talking about other belief systems other than you know, the typical Christianity or whatever. But I also have a lot of very kind of Eastern philosophy type views on religion or spirituality. I was almost going to be a Buddhist to some degree in terms of when I was searching for a religion to follow, because I wanted to, the problem I always had with religion before I get into that is that when I was looking for religion to follow. You know, I was raised Christian or Southern Baptist specifically, and I, as I've always said, never really believed in it. As I got older, I began to question it and thought it was all horseshit. And so I began to look at all sorts of religions. I looked at Judaism, you know. I looked at sects of the Christian faith, or you know, like Protestantism, Catholicism, and so on. I looked at the Islam religion. I looked at Buddhism, Taoism. What else did I look at? Kabbalah. I looked into that when Madonna was all into that in 1998, and was, you know, kind of followed that for a while. And so through all of these religions, though, I always told myself that the one test had to be that I had to believe in it fully, 100%. And so that's why I'm not religious, because I don't believe in any religion 100%. There's nothing in any book or texts or anything a pastor, priest, or imam, or anybody else could tell me, or rabbi could tell me, that is 100%, you know, on my viewpoint. And so I do look for religion to fit my views, because I feel that that's what religion is. Most people look at religion and say, well, religion isn't meant to fit your views. Your views are meant to fit the religion. And that's where the dogma comes in for me, where the dogma of religion is absolutely the most uninteresting and most off-putting part of it. Because dogma says you must do this, you must do that, it must be this way, you must pray this often, you must give this much money, you must do this, you can't do that, you can't be gay, you can't be this, you know. And so that's what the dogma is. And I feel like people are turned away from religion because of it. Well, you know, me included. And so I am someone who does not like to be told what to do at all. I've never been, even my mom will tell you, when I was a little 5-year-old, 4-year-old even, I was not the person, you know, you could tell me what to do and I would just ignore you if I didn't want to do it, or I would, you know, pretend to do it or something. I just have always been my own individual. I've never been someone who's able to be told what to do. So because of that, dogma has never appealed to me, and most religion hasn't either. And so as I was searching for religion, and I feel that, you know, when anybody or anything tells you what to believe, it's telling you this is how you're supposed to believe and how you're supposed to think, that's a red flag. That's a cult, or that's something that you should be wary of. You should never just take everything on blind faith. You should always take everything at your own investigational level, meaning you look into it, you actually research it, you compare it and contrast it to what you know is factual and what you feel is real. And you know, that's the part of spirituality that is intangible. And a lot of people, you know, have a lot of discussions and a lot of arguments with people who are atheists or whatever about that, because although I'm not an atheist and I don't believe in a religion, I do have a spiritual context to myself, and I feel what I feel in terms of my emotional state and a spiritual state, which is a heightened state of that, really is something that they often have a really difficult time understanding or really getting. You know, they often don't understand that, you know, what's the word I'm looking for? That spirituality is not about facts. It's not about what you necessarily know. It's about what you feel connected to. And so sometimes, you know, how can I explain this spirituality? A lot of times people have a hard time understanding what is meant by that word. And for me, it's a connection to each other. It's even higher than an emotional connection. It's not a physical connection. It's not an emotional connection. It's something else. It's as if we are all one. Okay. And even on the scientific level we are all one technically, because we are all made up of stars. We are all made up of what, you know, the stardust essentially, you know, the cells and the molecules that came from stars that created this planet and meteors that crashed into it, and et cetera. So if you want to get into it scientifically, we are all technically part of a whole. So whatever the Big Bang was, that one particle, the God particle they call it, whatever it was that expanded into the universe and it made all the planets and everything that exists in our universe anyway that we know of, is everything that we're made of. So all of us have always existed and we always will exist. And when I mean, from a scientific standpoint, what I mean is we are energy, and energy cannot be created or destroyed, as is what is understood by physicists and, you know, astrophysicists and everything else. You can't create energy and you can't destroy it. So if we are all energy, then that means we can never die, technically. So our cells, whatever we are made of, our molecules, whatever makes us up, will continue on after we die. But it's that intangible part of ourselves that I'm trying to get to here. It's the intangible part that you can't describe with science, that you can't describe with even religion, and you can't describe in any other way but through spirituality, because religion confines what I'm talking about to one person's viewpoint or one religion's viewpoint. And, of course, science does the same thing. It confines spirituality to evidence-based research what's factual or whatever, what they consider factual. So spirituality is outside the realm of both religion and science, because it is that intangible thing. And even scientists and religious people, neither one can explain what began the universe, what came before the universe. If you want to call it God, then what created God? What created God, you know, and so on and so on and so on. And that's the question that I think everybody has, even if there are multiverses, multi-universes, and there are many, many different existences in this existence that we're in. Each of those universes had to be created through something. They had to be created from something. Nothing can be created or destroyed, at all. So it's energy cannot be created or destroyed is what I'm trying to say. So something created that. So that's the conundrum or whatever, because you say, well, if something created that, then what created that? And what created that? What created that? And you can keep going on and on and on like a wall of mirrors behind you. You just keep seeing, you know, an eternal question that never gets really answered. So it is a very difficult question, and it is one that that no one can answer. And so when people tell me, oh, I know this is true and I know that's true, I know this, my religion is the real religion, or I know that, you know, it's all bullshit and, you know, atheists are right, there's nothing else after we die. Nobody knows anything. Nobody knows anything until you're dead. Until you're dead, until we're all gone, we don't know what happens. Either we do die and we know nothing more, our consciousness ceases to exist, or our consciousness moves on. It's one or the other. And neither atheists nor spiritual people or religious people know the answer to that. So anyway, I just wanted to talk a little bit about that. So when we come back, we're going to talk more about some other topics as well. If you want to call in, the number is 214. What is the number? 214-377-0481. And I'll be right back.
Don't go for standing there, baby. Don't you love to?
Okay, so we're back. Thanks for joining me tonight. If you're listening on Block Talk Radio right now, the show's going to end in about 3 minutes. So if you want to hear the rest of the show, you can go to Spreaker.com, Spreaker.com, and search for Off Limits Show. And we're streaming live from Spreaker. So feel free to go there and listen. You can go in the chat room there as well if you want. And if you want to call in, the number is 214-377-0481. So thanks for listening if you're on Block Talk Radio. All right, so...
Hey, it's Bobby Bones. If you're a veteran or if you've got a family member or friend who served, I want to tell you about Safeguard Veterans. Sometimes the hardest part isn't asking for help, it's knowing where to turn. Safeguard Veterans connects veterans, families, and caregivers with local support and resources that understand military life. And when you're talking to people who understand those experiences, finding the right support can feel a whole lot easier. Visit safeguardveterans.net and click on your city. Safeguard Veterans, any door, the right support.